You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every single weekend, even October weekends, I check to see if either TNT or TBS is running a Star Wars marathon. Right now, TBS can't do that, though, because it's wrapped up in Major League Baseball postseason. But I'll be checking this weekend for TNT, though I actually we'll be spending very little time in front of the television this weekend other than sports, right? So I generally try to catch up on my DVR or watch a couple movies. You guys are going to totally laugh at me. Last weekend's movie night, Toy Story 2. This is so dumb, but I've never seen all, well, the fourth one just came out this year, right? I had never seen the first three all the way through. I'd watched them in pieces with my nieces when they were younger. Other than the first one, I'd seen the original Toy Story multiple times, but I was determined to go back and watch the first three before I watched number four. As I've told you, I love Tom Hanks. I think he's a brilliant comedic actor. I've only used the word brilliant like 18 times tonight. Sorry, I guess I'm stuck on that word. And so I was watching Toy Story 2 as my late night movie night last weekend. But this weekend, if you either follow me on Twitter or you listen to the show Ask Amy Anything on our last show, I revealed that I'm really nervous, but also very excited about a brand new challenge, a new adventure that I've never undertaken before. I'm going on a hike that features a series of three peaks in the Catskills that are roughly 3,500 feet. And actually, my friend who I'm going with, I met through my church, he said that one of them is a 4,000 footer. What am I doing? The more I talk to him, because he has this evil laugh, like he tells me he's a serious hiker, and he's actually in his 60s, so he's older, but he's recently just discovered this passion and love for hiking. So he's on this journey, I guess is the word I'm looking for. He's on this journey to hike all of the 3,500 foot peaks in the Catskills, I guess it's 3,000 plus. And so there are about three dozen of them, and he's just got a few to go. And these are peaks he's never hiked before. And so we found out that the temps will be in the 30s on Saturday when we're in the Hudson Valley and in the Catskills. But what I've been told is the mountains where we're going feature some of the absolute most gorgeous views in the entire mountain range, which is a part of the Appalachians. So we're leaving. We're taking two vehicles because we're parking in two different places. We're actually doing a point-to-point hike as opposed to doing an out and back. For those of you who are hikers or mountain climbers, you know what I'm talking about. But the cars have to be parked in two different places. So we're linking up at a rest area on the New York Thruway because we're going upstate New York. And in the middle of the, well, it's not the middle of the night, but 6 o'clock in the morning, we're going to go off on our 2-hour drive north. And then we'll park the cars and we'll go ahead and start off on the hike. And so we were supposed to have a third person with us, but she backed out at the last second, someone that he knows. I'd never met her before. And so now it's the two of us, which I think will allow us to go a little bit faster because I'm a fast twitch person. I do everything fast. Well, faster than most people. I don't run fast, but I am also one of those people that I don't like to sit around and wait and take a lot of breaks. So I've been working on my packing list for my backpack, and I read through all of the different tweets with the advice, and also some of you found me on Facebook and gave some advice as well for what I should take with me. It's so funny that almost everyone said hiking boots. Okay. Yes, exactly. In fact, someone said, I hope you have those. I mean, I'm not going to go hike three mountains in a pair of sneakers or Skechers, though actually my brother has Skechers hiking shoes. Believe it or not, he wears Skechers when he hikes, and Matt's a pretty serious hiker. Some other guy said to me, James, I don't think you should start with those. I really think you should do some novice and beginner and intermediate hikes before you tackle that. You know what I did? This is one of those moments where my social media self-control got the better of me. I typed back to him, duh. And then I was like, don't do that. I mean, I'm sure he means well, but duh. I mean, duh. Like,
this isn't your first hike?
What did I do before Twitter and Facebook told me how to live my life? Before their advice on what to eat, when to sleep, how to mow my lawn. Like, I just don't know how I ever survived before social media came on the scene. I know that's probably the case with everyone. Maybe not, though. Do people tell you how to live your life on social media?
See, I don't really go on social media that much. That's why people don't have the option.
There's no way I can get off of it. And I know as a public figure, it's a little bit different. But yeah, sometimes I just want to respond with duh. And then I feel like people get mad. I mean, whatever. So I use my self-control and I delete the tweet. I don't send it. But my response on the air is duh. Saturday, I will be out. There'll be no cell service where we're going. And so I will have, not only will I have a map, but I've got not just me, but also my friend that's going. We've got the headlamps and we've got the emergency first aid kits and we've got the poles and I'm taking extra socks and layers and of course a winter hat, haha, which is part of the reason why I posted the photo that I did on social media yesterday. But it's a little nerve-wracking because it's unknown, and I get more nervous when I'm unknown. The way that I combat that uncertainty, though, is preparation. I prepare and prepare and prepare, and sometimes that means I over-prepare and I don't end up using everything that I prepared with or how I prepared, but it also sometimes means I overpack. So you clearly don't want to overpack and have a super heavy pack when you are hiking three mountains and roughly 9 miles of some pretty difficult terrain. The biggest thing is going to be carrying the water, but then as you drink it, obviously the water disappears. But that's going to be the big thing, is I have to carry nearly 100 ounces of water.
Do you have what's it called? The reservoir, the reserve, like the Camelback backpack that you put the water in the back and you can drink out of the
No, but
straw.
We do. My partner that I'm hiking with, he has one of those. And yeah. I feel like he looks like a total nerd. So you know how Matt LaFleur says stats are for losers? Okay, well that, I cannot do that. I can't. He's got a straw that comes out of his back. And no.
Like, gets the job done. It's right on your back. You got water whenever you want it.
I'm not doing that.
Now you know you're legit.
I'm not even sure I could wear a headlamp. I feel like that is also not Amy. That's just...
The headlamp is a little aggressive, I'll say. Yeah, yeah.
A little aggressive. But I was doing research on headlamps 2 weekends ago on Amazon. You know, there are some headlamps, they're so, so, so bright, but there's this one particular brand where the light literally shines down right into your eyes. And so people are like, don't buy this. So yeah, anyway, headlamp, extra batteries, phone charger, not one that you plug in. Don't give me, where are you going to plug it in? It's a battery pack for my phone, just in case, as I want to take lots of pictures. First aid kit, as I mentioned. Oh, guess what? I bought brand new hiking socks. So they're special smart wool hiking socks. Two pairs to go into my brand new hiking boots. And as I say, layers, because it's going to be about freezing temps. I'm not joking, 33, 34 degrees at the top of the one peak that is 4,000 feet elevation.
You need a space blanket in that.
Do you want
pack
to come?
I love hiking. I'm all about it. So.
I tried to get my brother and sister-in-law to do it, but they just didn't want to drive up to New Jersey for the weekend because it's a 4.5-hour drive for them. So, yeah, a little bit nervous. But I won't be able to communicate with anyone either except for my partner. Funny thing is, he talks more than I do. So... And when I get into serious workouts, I don't know if you're like this or not, I don't talk when I'm working out. When I'm running, I don't want to run with someone and talk. It's not what I want to do.
No, yeah, no.
So when I'm doing serious workouts, I don't go to the gym much anymore, but I just don't talk. And so I guess I'm just going to let him ramble on. Also, he listens to the podcast, so I'm sorry. I'm just, it's good that you talk. Is it a bad thing? I probably won't be talking as much. Oi, can we take that out of the podcast, actually?
We can.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You guys, I'll have a great story for you next week. Of course, when I get down from the mountains, when I get back, I actually have to have someone walk Penny and feed my zoo on Saturday afternoon, which I rarely do, but my neighbor has volunteered to do it so that I can be gone for a long period of time. Anyway, if I'm not comatose and I'm able to move, no joke, you guys, I will be so sore. I was sore Wednesday just thinking about how sore I'm going to be. It's a good kind of sore and I'm in great shape, but every time I hike, it takes me 3 days before I can walk straight. And we're not even talking a hike like this that's 9 miles of mountainous terrain and up to 4,000 feet elevation. So James will be laughing at me next week. Just promise me this. No videos when I'm not looking about me walking funny.
I would never do that.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure we have an understanding. But there will be lots of stories. We probably won't get to them on Sunday night into Monday. Just, you'll know I have survived and not fallen off the face of the cliff.
Well, that's important. Are you guys letting someone know that you're going out there?
You.
Okay. So, yeah.
The
right,
listening
I'll
audience.
Know, yeah.
You mean where we're going?
Well, like, so if you go to a hike, you're going for, like, extended hours. Like
yes.
A park ranger or something like that. No.
Ah.
So if you don't come back, then they're like, oh, wait, we got two people out there who haven't reported back yet.
Right. Interesting question. Maybe I should pose that to my partner because this is, again, his wheelhouse. This is not something I do on a regular basis. He swears that I'm overthinking it, that I'm going to be fine because I'm in better shape than he is. But it's not. I'm telling you, I will be so sore. I briefly considered taking off on Sunday night, but then I was like, A, James will kill me. B, it's a football Sunday. And C, I love football Sundays and I don't want to miss work. But yeah, my muscles in my face might even hurt. Like they might be that bad.
Yeah, possible. I mean, that's a serious hike. That's a serious hike.
I promise that when I get down, if I do nothing else, I'll post on social media. I'm still alive. You'll just know. You'll know that's the cue.
That's the update.
That's all you get. That's
no status on condition. No. Just I'm alive.
I'm alive, but I'm dead, if you know what I mean. We're live. Oh, haha. From the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. We're going to get back to football and basketball and baseball, but I know you all actually enjoy my crazy adventures and my stories. It's just the life that I choose to leave. I don't want it to be boring. And so whatevs. Also on our Facebook page. And we're glad to have you with us as we work our way toward what is week 7 of the NFL season. So we'll let you hear the latest from Kevin Stefanski and also Case Keenum, who will be taking the place of Baker Mayfield. I'm disappointed for him. And then Jared Goff talking a little more, expanding a little more his thoughts as the Lions take on the Rams this weekend. So he shares some of his personal thoughts, but also is trying to get a win for the Lions as the last team in the NFL that does not have one. All right, 855-212-4227. Kevin is in Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours.
How's it going, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Good. Listen, if you're going on a serious hike and you're worried about overpacking and whatnot, do yourself a favor. You'll never regret it. Get yourself a little pump filter for water because you will find streams. You're going to want to filter it, but carrying 6 pounds of water is ludicrous. You got to get rid of that.
Oh, what a good word. I do love ludicrous. Well, so what happens if you don't find any streams? I'm just saying, like, what happens if you don't? Then what do? Then you're screwed.
You're going in the mountains. You're going to find water. You just got to filter it.
Okay. My last hike was about 7.5 miles in the Appalachians, and we did not run across any water, except for the kind that was running on the ground.
Well, that's good. That's drinkable. Get yourself a filter.
No, that's hell no. I do not mean that it was water as in like pooling. It was just everything was wet. So it was wet and sticky. Yeah. So there wasn't any pooled water. I don't know. That makes me nervous because if you don't come across it when you need it, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, I've never had that happen. But hey, enjoy yourself out there.
All right. Well, I'm going to try, but there's going to be pain, but it's going to be no pain, no gain.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kevin. Let's talk to Bob, who's in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours.
Thanks, Amy. You mentioned earlier about the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
If you have Disney Plus on your television,
they
have everything Star Wars.
I know,
and then you
but
don't
I don't.
Worry about commercials.
I know. You're right. I actually have a bunch of the movies myself on DVR or Blu-ray or DVD or Blu-ray, but I do not have Disney Plus for a variety of reasons. I spent 10 years with that company and don't have any desire to be connected to them again.
That's right.
I think you're right that's how a lot of people do it now. Plus you have access to other series like The Mandalorian, which I haven't gotten to yet. I have one season left. I'm not sure if you ever watched The Clone Wars. But man, they're amazing.
No, I prefer Star Trek to Star Wars.
Oh, okay. So I feel like you have to pick one or the other, don't you?
Yes. But then if you have on demand on your TV, just go to your remote and say Star Wars, and maybe it'll pop up that way.
Yeah, I'm sure
but
it will.
You'll still have to sit through commercials.
But the beauty of it is that when it shows up on TNT or TBS, it's like, it's a Star Wars weekend, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, like last weekend, they had everything DC.
Yes, and that's not my favorite. I watch a couple of them. But yeah, there's just something special about stumbling across a Star Wars marathon, Bob. I can't help it. I'm weird.
No, not any weirder than me, and I'm older than you.
How do you know? How old am I?
You're in your mid-40s, I think.
I love it when people guess. Bob, as a male, don't ever fall into that trap. You're never supposed to attempt to guess about what a female's age is, especially radio.
I'm old enough to be your dad. I'm 69.
Well, you're assuming you know how old I am, number one. But like I said, rule of thumb, don't ever guess a female's age.
You would have laughed if I would have said 25.
I mean, I'm going to laugh no matter what you say because it doesn't matter. But he fell right into that trap. You're not supposed to do that as a guy. It's like the oldest trick in the book. Don't do it.
Maybe that's why I've been divorced.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that simple ever. Thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it, Bob. Have a great weekend. Hope you find some Star Trek on TV. Will is listening in Cleveland. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear. You know, my brownies are biting the injury bug right now, and it seems like every time we get a stacked team or we get a good squad here, it seems like the injury bug just bites a team, you know, and it's hitting us real hard right about now. But I will say this. I think the future is bright for the Browns. I kind of like the theory, and even though I'm a Browns fan, I'm a diehard Browns fan, I kind of like the theory of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I hate the Steelers' guts, but I kind of like the theory that they always take a chance with young guys, and they give young guys chances. And I believe that the team that we had last year was young. They were hungry. They might not have been paid, but they were younger, and they were hungry, and they fought. And that's why, you know, that team had good success last year. You could have added COVID was some of the problem, but, you know, we had a good squad, and they were young, and they were hungry. So you go out this offseason, you sign Clowney. I love that. That was beautiful. And you signed a couple of defensive backs, you know, and you pick up some guys in the draft. You might have overpaid for a few guys, but guess what? That's fine and dandy, but you keep the guys that got you there. I mean, we're two games away from the Super Bowl, and realistically, we should have beat Kansas City. Okay, so we should have been playing Buffalo for the title.
Is the Chad Henne play still bother you? How should you have beaten Kansas City? I don't get it. Can you explain that to me quickly?
We should have beat Kansas City by one, ground and pound the football. Keeping the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, and then that call.
But that's not a should. That's not a should. That's coming up short against a better team in their stadium. I don't get the should part, but it's fine. What?
Okay, but I'm just saying they know that call was a helmet to helmet shot on Higgins.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! You're not actually blaming it on a call.
Well, no. I'm not blaming on the car, Amy. But what I'm saying is that, you know, and you got to agree with me. The officiating lately has been real, like, wishy-washy. You got to give that.
Nah. I mean, these guys are still 95% accurate. They're graded every single week. And the average for the officials in the NFL is 95%.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that because I remember back in the day, a lot of these officials used to let these guys play.
Well, that's not the rules anymore. Those are not the rules anymore, Will.
I understand that too. You're absolutely right. But in big games like that in the playoffs, you gotta let these guys play a little bit. And some things, you know, they need to have another official that's there live in the booth looking at certain plays. I mean, it's just a given fact. But near or there, referees don't win games. They don't win or lose games. But my thing is, we should have ground and pound the football, keep the possessions out of Kansas City hands, and then that game could have turned around real quick. But when you try to go shoot out with a lot of these teams, it's not going to work for you. I mean, it's just like, you know, when you're playing basketball, you're playing baseball, don't try to go shoot out with some of these teams. Take the outs away from them.
Okay. So then you got to fast forward. You got to fast forward to this year because that I don't have enough time for to go back to that whole game again. But what about this year? Because you tell me the future is bright, but I'm pretty sure that's what people are saying last year.
Well, this year, the injury bug has caught us. But once everybody gets back healthy, and these defensive guys gel, and this linebacker crew gets a little bit older, I think we might finish this year above 500. Play for a wild card, get in the wild card, and might win a game, maybe two, if we get lucky. But I'm telling you, these guys got the jail, and once they jail, this defense is going to be solid. The offense stays healthy. That's going to be solid. We just hit the injury bug this year, and God forbid it doesn't happen again, because if it does, we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, it happens to every team. Every team goes through waves, and what you hope is that the guys come back and that they get healthy. But it's part of football, and adversity is part of every season, too. So we know Kevin Stefanski has done a great job in leading and getting that locker room on the same page. Here comes his biggest challenge of this young season is to make sure that they're still carrying the weight and towing the line, even though you're talking about second string or in some cases third string, and yeah, guys in and out. I hate for the defense though because they were just starting to gel. It was the game against Minnesota, also the game against Chicago, in which the defense played well. But the revolving door is hard when you're trying to find cohesion. So I gotta let you go because I'm way late. But I agree with you, Will, that if these guys get healthy, they can move forward again. It's a tough division to make waves, but certainly it's one in which they have a lot of practice in facing adversity. Thanks so much for your phone call. Good to talk to you in Cleveland. Hey, that was my fault. I shouldn't have asked him, what do you mean about should? Because it sent him down a rabbit hole where, you know, people are still dealing with that. I'll never forget Chad Henne, third down and fourth down. I'll never forget it. 855-212-4227. What does Kevin Stefanski have to say about Thursday night football in the wake of no Baker Mayfield, no Nick Chubb, guys missing Case Keenum getting ready for his first start with the Browns? So that's coming up here after hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
On second down at 13, shotgun snap. Baker waits. He's got it. He's back. He settles. He looks, and he gets out of trouble. He's still looking, and he tries to get away, and he fumbled again. Loose ball. Did Arizona get it? Marcus Golden is on it, and it's going to be Cardinal ball, Doug.
Yeah, it's J.J. Watt.
And Mayfield is down on the ground, Doug. He's hurt.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
This is not what we wanted to hear as we kick off game number 7. Another quarterback who will at least miss a start. I hope it's not going to be long before Baker Mayfield is back in the starting lineup, because we know teams are better. They're better challengers. The league is deeper when the starting quarterbacks remain on the field. But you all know, if you listen to me on a regular basis, that I keep a running list of the number of teams that use multiple quarterbacks because of injuries or ineptitude. And for the most part, so far this season, it's been injuries. It's not been guys getting benched. We've had a few situations where we've seen a different quarterback come in platoon, maybe based on strategy or the situation on the field at the time. But it's been injuries that are claiming quarterbacks. And so we go back to the opener, and it was Ryan Fitzpatrick in week number one. In week two, Tua and Andy Dalton and Tyrod Taylor. Almost forgot he was starting for Houston at the beginning. Tyrod Taylor and, of course, Carson Wentz. And then it was Jimmy Garoppolo, and it was Teddy Bridgewater briefly in week number four. We saw Drew Locke, Russell Wilson, and Daniel Jones and Derek Carr briefly in week number five. And now with the Browns, it's Baker Mayfield who gets injured in week six. And while he's able to stay on the field after a couple of visits to the blue tent during that game, remember we saw Case Keenum kind of up and moving around and thinking about having to get in the game. But with the quick turnaround, it's hard for guys who aren't injured but have just gone through the rigors of a football game to physically be ready for a Thursday night kick. But we found out on Wednesday that Baker Mayfield will be unable to go. And so instead, it is going to be Case Keenum who gets his first start of the year. And it's not optimal. It's not just the fact that you're missing your starting quarterback. You're missing both of your running backs in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. The ground and pound that has been so good for that Cleveland offense. They form the best 1-2 punch in the NFL when they're healthy. We'll see which guys are on the offensive line, but it's been a revolving door and it's tough to try to gain any momentum. And then you're facing a desperate team as well in the Denver Broncos who've lost three games in a row and also want to be able to win. I think the benefit is Case Keenum's not a baby. He's not a rookie. He's got a lot of starting experience under his belt. And we saw how important that was for Geno Smith and the Seahawks. And I know the Seahawks haven't won since Russell Wilson got hurt. But Geno, because he's been in the league for so long, is able to step in. You don't see this drastic kind of deer in the headlights drop off. And at least Case Keenum can give you that veteran presence.
I'm excited. What better chance to take advantage of an opportunity than on Thursday Night Football? I know these opportunities don't come around very often to be a starting quarterback in this league, only 32 per week. So I'm ready to take advantage of it. It's always a great challenge. I mean, and that's what this league is about. Nobody's at 100%. After week one, nobody's playing at 100%. That's the way it goes, and that's the hard truth. That's why it's a grown man's league. That's why guys who aren't physically tough and mentally tough don't make it very long, because you've got to be both of those things in order to continue to have success in this league. You can flash in the pan, but if you want to continue to have success, you got to be tough. And we had a tough team from top to bottom, tough head coach, and we're raring to go.
We're moving on and we're full speed ahead on the Denver Broncos, and this thing comes at you quick, and we're going to make sure that we turn the page with the players as they come in here this afternoon and we get started on the Denver Broncos team and Coach Fangio, who does a great job with their defense. I think they got explosive players on their offense, so it's going to be quite the challenge. Listen, it's the NFL. Injuries are part of the game, and we have a game on Thursday, and we got to get ready, and we're going to be full speed onto the Denver Broncos.
The voice of Kevin Stefanski, a huge challenge for him. And so many people speak highly of his poise, of his ability to manage pressure, of the fact that he emanates that to his locker room. And so they have a different type of a calm and a poise. The leadership is there. Even with his first year, you saw what the Browns did, getting all the way to the divisional round of the AFC playoffs. And so this is a challenge. It's a lot of adversity. But it's a game at home, and that's huge. We don't yet know about the two starting tackles, so part of the offensive line there for the Browns. We don't yet know about Odell Beckham Jr., but what I read is that he did not practice the first couple days either. And while Teddy Bridgewater for Denver is a question mark, the expectation is that he will start. And again, they've got a three-game slide. So we will hear more. We'll do some QB news. We'll hear from Teddy, as well as Jared Goff getting set for what is a juicy matchup, but maybe from the outside. I don't know how juicy the Lions think it is to take on the Rams, but we've got some QB news moving forward, and we start off, I don't want to say I'm nervous. It's just these two teams are both in desperate need of a win. And then I wonder about the injuries and whether or not it will water down the play. And so I guess when I say that I'm kind of nervous, it's more about some trepidation. Are we about to see a massive dud on Thursday night football? We've had such good primetime games, Thursdays and Sundays and Mondays. So I hope that this game surprises a lot of people. And I wouldn't dare touch it with a 10-foot pole in terms of Survivor Island. So that's not where I went. All right, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Great to talk to you. Great to have you with us here on the show as we hurtle our way toward the weekend. Uh-huh. A-Law Radio on Twitter, Facebook as well. No, they did not send me a code. James, maybe we're not supposed to be telling people, but people are assuming that I somehow got a code from Facebook just like miraculously. Maybe I shouldn't be telling them that I'm using someone else's Facebook because that might be illegal. Is that illegal? It's like pilfering someone else's cable.
I don't think so.
Have you ever in your life shared a password for something that wasn't yours so that you could avoid paying for it? You don't have to tell me what, but have you in fact done that?
No, but I have friends who have done that to me. I'm usually the guy who does it, and I have buddies who mooch off of me.
So you pay for it, or your family pays for it, and then other people borrow.
Right. So like Netflix, when I can't watch because my friend's watching in Florida, who's had it for 3 years.
Oh, you can't
like, hey,
both
man.
Log in at the same time?
No, I text them, you got to get off, man.
Okay, so here's funny. Because I work in radio and have been broke a good portion of my life, or living paycheck to paycheck, when I first discovered Amazon, well, my mom and her husband had Amazon Prime way before the rest of the family did. And so when we first discovered it, because my mom's all about online shopping, they would just let me use theirs. And I would log into theirs to watch videos because my mom doesn't watch video online, right? That's not what she does. And so I would watch movies, I'd watch videos, and my mom would say like, hey, get off Amazon, because
thinking of that, now that you said it, I do use my family's Amazon Prime. So I do move something.
Busted! Yeah. Mr. Perfect, not so perfect anymore. Yeah, I've got my own now because I do too much of my own shopping and watching, and I've got different stuff I like. But yeah, I know Netflix was ticked about that during the height of the pandemic, because so many people were using using codes. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to pilfer someone's Disney Plus because I'm not getting it myself if I want to watch The Mandalorian. All right, it's good to have you with us. As I say, After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Wherever you are, day, night, I don't care if it's dark or light, we're going to have fun tonight.
In 1984, Grandmaster Flash came out with a song called White Lines. It's a really good song that would fit you.
What's it about?
Okay. I think I prepped a little differently than you have. I went to the liquor store and bought 2 bottles of wine.
I don't think the boss is going to allow us to have those in studio.
First thing, I got to apologize to you for the deal about Sturgis.
Bobby with the Harley, who threatened to kidnap me on the air. Yes, got it.
That kid, Bob, couldn't think anything finer than you sitting on top of that bike.
Okay, anyway. Let's not go back down that path again.
Might I even say that you are amazing? You're out of touch,
I'm out of time. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Creepy! Some of you are just flat out creepy. Okay, I have a question. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. There are some questions that can be answered red and blue, black and white, purple and blue, whatever. I don't think this one has a right or wrong answer. It's more preference. I am not a superstitious person. I don't have any crazy rituals. I have routines, but that's because of preparation. I have a certain way that I like my radio studio because of my comfort level, and I know how to be in my zone and how to find what I need. And so routines and preparation and rituals, those are not all the same thing. Superstitions is not something that I have, not even when I played. I don't have any superstitions. Again, it's just about reps and routines. But I know there are some people in the world, especially in the sports world, who say, you don't touch the money. It's like touching the Stanley Cup before you win it. You don't get ahead of yourselves and start talking about Super Bowl or World Series before you've gotten there. Again, I don't believe in jinxes, and I'm not superstitious. when I say that a starter has a no-hitter into the sixth inning, it has zero bearing on whether or not that guy actually follows through and gets a no-hitter. But when I used to work at my previous network and I would be part of the baseball coverage as a studio host, there were times when I would say, oh my gosh, this game's going so fast. They would get so angry at me because the second you say the game is going so fast, there's a rain delay or there are seven pitching changes and all of a sudden it slows down. When Aaron Rodgers says that this season is starting to remind him of 2010, do you remember what happened in 2010? Actually, what were you, seven? No, you weren't seven in 2010, but were you in high school in 2010?
I graduated high school in 2010, yes.
Okay, but you were watching sports. Do you remember what the Packers did in 2010? If you don't, it's totally fine.
They won in what, 09?
No, it was 10. It was 10.
10. They won in 10.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the point, is they won the Super Bowl in 10. And so he says this season is starting to remind him of 2010. Is that touching the money? For people out there who are worried about jinxes, Packers fans, is that getting a little bit too close for comfort to jinxing? I'm using my air quotations, jinxing your team.
People are coming here to play with me.
He's starting to be like Tom Brady in that he has changed his hairstyle every single year. We're getting man buns and man ponytails. And yeah, remember when Tom Brady has gone through all these different iterations with his hair and people would then point to his wife and say, she likes it this way, she likes it this way. Maybe Tom Brady just likes to do different things with his hair. Anyway, should he be saying this season is starting to remind me of 2010? Is that going to freak people out?
Probably shouldn't say it. I mean, if I'm a Packers
fan. Are you superstitious?
Me? Not really. No. No, not really at all, actually, to be honest. But if I'm a Packers fan, I probably love it.
Yeah,
I'm saying let's go. If I'm a Packers fan and Aaron Rodgers is saying this season reminds me of a Super Bowl winning year, I'm all about that.
That's how I feel. I'd rather have confidence. I'd rather have the leaders of my team say, hey, this feels good. This is familiar to me. This is the type of rhythm, the type of win streak that makes me feel like we're on to something. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't care much. Now, do I think you should be guaranteeing wins or guaranteeing championships? No. To me, that's just dumb. You're giving your opponent extra incentive when you don't need to. But I don't think that talking about how, hey, this feels familiar, and we were like this in 2010 or whatever year you had great success, I don't think that's a bad thing. And honestly, the Packers are playing extremely well.
Right, yeah. I mean, they are playing very incredibly well. Aaron Rodgers is playing some of the best ball he's played. So I don't
ball.
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's awesome if Aaron Rodgers thinks that this is the team that could win a Super Bowl. I'd say run with it.
As long as he's talking about football.
Football, that's all we care about.
I don't need any more philosophies on life. But if he's talking about football and talking about the double bird that he got in Chicago, in which he decided he would respond when he blacked out. He's funny that's when crazy. He talks about football. I'm sorry, what, Aaron? What was
box
that?
Box breathing.
But yeah, nope, I don't need any of that. None. No more. So coming up on Sunday, it's another NFL on CBS doubleheader, and we've got some really enticing early round matchups, including the Chiefs and the Titans, the Bengals and the Ravens, and I don't know if I'll have either one of those in my market, but no doubt I'll be using my NFL Game Pass as well as my SiriusXM to make sure I can follow those two games. Those are two of the games that'll go in the Game of the Week poll, no doubt. I don't know how this is going to go. Later on, it's Justin Fields' introduction to the Buccaneers defense and a chance to be on the same field with Tom Brady. So last week it was Aaron Rodgers. This week it's Tom Brady in that same stadium. And it's another test for the rookie as the Tom Brady and the Bucs come off of their mini bye week. Remember, they had the Thursday night game. Gosh, it would have been a week ago now, but it feels like much longer. So it all begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's Sunday. The NFL is on CBS. Speaking of Tom Brady, this is going to appeal to those of you who love Halloween. So forget whatever he said about football on the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald. It usually drops on Tuesdays. No, he was all about Halloween. And he was in holiday Halloween mode.
I actually had a great Facebook video from a few years ago that I posted, me jumping out of a leaf pile and scaring the shit out of my kids. And I scared my daughter through Thanksgiving. I mean, she thought it was Halloween because this turkey jumps out of the leaves and starts barking, and she ran so fast. I felt bad. I couldn't believe how bad I felt for weeks. And I think that's the last time she'll ever get near a leaf pile. I'll tell you that.
What's Halloween like around the Brady household? Are you trying to pass off to Vivi and Benny broccoli and tell them it's candy?
No, it's good. We got a good Halloween. And you know what? My wife's been into it a lot lately. We decorated our house. We've got a Grim Reaper. We've got a ghost. We got a cat that just, its eyes move every time someone crosses. And we had that good candy. I was remembering early days of in elementary school, and we'd go trick or treating, and you'd always go to the houses that gave away great candy. I mean, if you come by our house, you get great candies.
I'm sorry, what did he say at the beginning, Producer James? What? He scared the what out of his daughter?
Something.
Wait, I wonder if the boss was up listening. So here's the funny thing. We recently ran into our boss for the first time ever. It was not planned. We didn't know he was here, and judging by his reaction, he forgot we were here on a nightly basis. And so he says to us that he's awake at 4 o'clock Eastern time, which would be an hour ago, and that he runs in the morning, which is funny because that's what our previous boss did. He would run at night and he would listen to the radio. Now, our new boss says that he listens to the radio on his phone while he runs. So is the hotline ringing yet? Because I feel like if the boss is actually listening to the radio, this would be a time when the hotline would start cooking. Yes, no. Did you just block it? Oh, it's a dial tone on the hotline. So apparently you got lucky. The boss is not listening to that particular moment. Funny thing is, through the double pane glass, James's face, I said, just leave it. Just leave it. If you didn't hear it, well, you definitely need to take that out of the podcast, by the way. Why are we getting into all kinds of trouble? Plus, Facebook has blocked me. I mean, we're tearing crap up. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.